We're turning now to another play that will be coming to the Berkeley Rep also in November, White Snake. This is Mary Zimmerman's new effort, no stranger, Cy, to the Berkeley Rep.
Yeah, Mary Zimmerman is a wonderful craftsperson. She's an adapter and in a way a playwright, and works in the ensemble, the Looking Glass Theater in Chicago, I believe. I always think that's where she's from anyway, and really creates magic on the stage. She's done a lot of classic tales. Jason adapted Jason and the Argonauts, Chinese legends, other Greek myths, and we have her joining us today, I believe, don't we?
We do. Director Mary Zimmerman joins us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Welcome. Hey, Mary, you've adapted all kinds of stories. This is Cy Musiker speaking. From as I was just saying, from Greek myth with Jason and the Argonauts to Chinese legends like Journey to the West and now White Snake. How do you pick your stories?
I always feel like they pick me. Maybe that sounds a little corny, but I just get sort of obsessed with something. I hear some bit of it, or I often feel I've been staging my first 5 years of reading my whole life, the things I read in childhood or had read to me or experienced. Although White Snake is unique in that way, in that it was, in fact, Bill Rausch's recommendation and suggestion that I take a look at it. I did know it a little bit, the story, but it was actually he who suggested it.
Bill Rausch, of course, at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and this is yet another collaboration between the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and the Berkeley Rep?
Yes, I guess so. I mean, we didn't originally set out to be with Berkeley Rep, but they sort of picked up the show even before we performed it. I've been at Berkeley Rep a lot. It's my home away from home after Chicago, and I love working there, and we're very familiar with each other. So,
tell us about White Snake. What's it about?
It's a sort of Romeo and Snakeulet story. You know, I was listening to the conversation about the political content, and I do think that Bill, you know, he later confessed to me, there's a little whiff of marriage equality in this story. There's a young man who falls in love with a beautiful woman, not knowing that she's actually a snake spirit, who has come down to Earth for a day to see what people are like in the form of a woman with her wonderful companion, Greenie, Green Snake. And she keeps hidden from him that she's a snake, and there's a quite strict religious figure, a Buddhist monk, who's constantly trying to separate them, even though she's presented as the most sympathetic sort of possible of characters. Although it changed through time. Early on in Chinese legend, the White Snake was a sort of demonic figure who should be avoided, but as feelings about Taoism and Buddhism shifted places with each other, she became a more sympathetic figure, and now she's a very heroic, great little heroine.
And Mary Zimmerman, what you mentioned that Berkeley Rep is sort of your home away from home. What is it about working at this theater that's been particularly appealing to you?
The people. You know, I'm in love with all the people, and it was one of the first places, I think the first show I ever took on the road, aside to a festival or whatever, was to Berkeley Rep. They picked up Journey to the West a long time ago, another Chinese epic story. White Snake's a much smaller story. And so it was my first on-the-road experience, I guess, of taking a show I'd made and taking it somewhere else. And I just love, you know, the scenery. I really like walking around that campus, and I walk up in the hills every day. And, you know, for a Midwesterner, your landscape is otherworldly, you know.
Well, I wondered about your working methods, Mary. I've always imagined there's a lot of improvisation during rehearsal for your show. You're in this ensemble company, the Looking Glass Theater Company. Yeah. So how do you work?
The way I work is there's physical improvisation sometimes, but in terms of the text, I write it every night in between rehearsals, usually between 2 and 4 in the morning or 3 and 6 in the morning, and I bring it in bit by bit, scrap by scrap every day. That's how I've made every one of my shows except one. And I do that in the normal 4-week period. I don't workshop anything in advance. It's the exact act of playwriting, except that the time of writing the play is on top of the time of rehearsal. And yet it's not a leap in the dark, because we know the story. It's just, how is the story going to get told on stage and manifest on stage? Mm-hmm. White Snake is in certain ways more challenging, in certain ways less, because it's a contained story. Unlike, for instance, when I say I'm going to do the Myths of Ovid and Metamorphoses or Arabian Nights, you know, what stories to pick, figuring out the structure is half the pressure and the difficulty of the process. But when it's a fairly plotted story that has a beginning, middle, and end, it's that burden of finding the structure for the evening is not so great. I had a great time doing it. It was the first time I ever made anything away from home, away from my own sofa, away from Chicago. And that is, again, the excellence of Bill Rausch at his job to convince me to come do that. A cast I largely didn't know. You know, I also work and have originated a lot of material at the Goodman as well. I'm an associate there. But Chicago's been my home base.
Mary Zimmerman, the director of White Snake, which will be at the Berkeley Rep from November 9th to December the 23rd. Mary Zimmerman, thanks very much.